Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 7, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and this is our free public New Earth Support Team event. We do this the first Monday of every month, and I'm so glad that all of you folks are here, whether you're Awakening Plus members or not. We all come together and make beautiful energy for the planet. Here's how it's going to work. After my little introduction here, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting at. I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light. Then we're going to create a safe, sacred container to work in. After that is in place, then I'm going to invite each of you to do embodied awakening invocation. I'll explain it thoroughly. You just invite your higher self into your human body, and it gives you a very rapid and wonderful awakened state. And then we'll go with the flow and see what our beautiful allies have in mind for us to support the great global awakening here on Earth. And as mentioned in the event write-up, everyone who participates tends to have powerful healings and awakenings themselves. They often get into high states of bliss. The allies always give as good as they get. So it's a wonderful thing. All right. I do request that you give us your undivided attention. That means you're only doing this. It's as if you're right here in the room with me. By the way, this event will last around an hour, roughly. So you can plan for that. If you do have to do something else and it's a significant distraction, then just go ahead and ask the allies to ease you out of the field, log off. And if you're a member, you can come back later and do it in the archive. Archive recordings are only for members. So that's the basics you need to know. I will explain everything in detail as we go. First, though, I want to thank everyone who's right here in the live window. We got 41 people, so big thanks to Alicia, Angela, another Angela, Autumn, Brandy, Kathy, Debbie, Faye, someone on an iPhone, James, Jane, Janet, Jeannie, Jesse, a lot of J's there, Karen, Casey, Kevin, Laura, Marilyn, MJ, Moki, Monica, someone on a phone, Mystical Marcy, Nanda, Nikki, Pat, Patricia, Paula, Risa, was that Rhina Chulik? Hope I said that right. Roberta, Ruth, Sheena, Tina, and some phone callers. So welcome one and all. Everyone is going to stay muted until the end, so you don't have to worry about anyone hearing you. We're not going to allow microphones to go unmuted until the end for feedback. All right, so I think that's all the fundamentals. So let's dive into this. I'm going to assume I have undivided attention. Again, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Obviously, don't do that if you're driving, but assuming it's safe, I invite you to close your eyes. Take a breath. Become aware of how your body feels overall, just the somatic feeling of it. And if you have awareness of the energy body, that subtle energy in and or around you, just notice that too. So now you have a sense of how the physical and energetic bodies feel. Alrighty, so as I call the directions and call on the allies, I'm going to ask you to just stay really passive. If you can feel the subtle energy, just feel that. It's likely to change because of what we're doing here. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Passive either way. Here we go. Pachamama Namakia Wirakocham Ente Quichi I am that I am. Thank you, allies. It feels great already. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher dimensional awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint. Again, all beings are beings of love and light. We call ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent, whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount McKinley, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro. We call Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around the sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be really passive. Do not try to help the container in any way. Just relax completely. Let the allies create the container. There we go. Thank you. Now, if anyone has any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent they would like to call, you're welcome to do that now. We'll leave a moment for them to join us. All righty. Take a moment to see how you feel. How's your body and energy body feeling now? All righty. By the way, I recommend eyes closed for this whole process, if that's safe for you. Alrighty, now I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening. This, as I said earlier, is where you're going to call your higher self to join you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. It's as if your physical body is a car and your ego is going to move to the passenger seat. Your higher self is going to drive, but only with your ego's permission. At any point you don't like the way your higher self is driving, you just think yourself back behind the wheel. You're there in a snap. Your higher self has already stepped out with no fuss. So there's no risk, no danger. It's instantly reversible. You can try it on and see if you like it. So also the benefits of embodied awakening are there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you're going to do more responsibly and more joyfully. Less figuring things out, more just knowing things intuitively. And there's also this lovely full body euphoria. So if you're willing to try it, let's do this. I'm going to guide you every step of the way. So in a moment, you're going to speak to your higher self, the spirit part that created your human part. It only wants the best for you. It's always happy to help. So you're going to say 8 words to it to invite it in. Again, I have to emphasize, you're not going to get overwhelmed. It's only going to give you as much of itself as you can hold, and it's going to monitor you very carefully to make sure you get just the right amount. You can open fully to it and just get the perfect amount of awakening. So let's try this. If you're willing, you're going to repeat after me in a moment. Do it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Starting now, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and become completely passive. Your higher self is going to do all for you. All your human part has to do is just let it happen. So here's some bullet points that might help you. While your higher self is coming in, I recommend all the following. Do not use any effort or willpower. Do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Don't control in any way. Just be fully passive. It's like you're a sponge and your higher self is the water soaking in. If you get distracted, as soon as you notice that, just gently return attention back to feeling the energy coming in. If you can't feel the energy, just feel your breath come and go. If there's distractions, that's fine. Don't do anything about them. Don't fight them. Don't try to change them. Don't mess with them. Just put your attention back on feeling energy or breath. Allow the distractions to remain in the background if that's where they want to be. If you fight them, they only get stronger. Finally, it's optimal to use the absolute minimum effort needed to feel the divine energy or your breath. Again, energy is what you want if you can get it. Otherwise, breath is the fallback. So let's play the minimum effort game and see how little effort is needed even to feel what you're feeling here. Let's start by dropping to no effort at all. Go to zero right now. Whatever happens is fine. So at zero, notice if without even trying, you're still aware of energy or breath, even at zero effort. If so, zero is all you need. If you've lost it at zero, then add back barely enough effort to feel it again. The idea here is to fine-tune the effort level using the bare minimum effort needed to be aware of energy or breath. If zero gets the job done, that's awesome. Otherwise, use the least effort that gives you any awareness at all of energy or breath. And I feel a lot of you in embodied awakening already. I'm blessed to be able to feel the overall vibe, not just from the live callers, but everyone who does it later as an archive event. And let's make sure we're all being really, really as passive as possible, either zero effort or the bare minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. It's a little bit different paradigm than other people use, or at least most other people. It's like our ego does nothing. It relaxes and lets the higher self take care of the whole awakening thing. Any effort from the ego will only slow things down the way we do it. How will you know when you're in embodied awakening? Well, if you're all the way in, then the following four things will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So if all that's true, again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, then you're there. And it's so peaceful, it's so lovely to have a clear space. Now, you may never hit an ultimate awakening, because my experience has been, no matter how amazing the awakening is, there's always another one waiting beyond it. You can't conceive it or imagine it, but you know it when you pop into the next awakening level. So my operating assumption now is there's always more awakenings to come. You enjoy the one you got, but the biggest room in the world is room for improvement. Okay, it feels good. All righty. All right, time to bring the allies in a little more actively. Beloved allies, we come to serve, and we come to serve the great global awakening. Please make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all. Please work individually with each of us allies so that each person receives whatever is going to support them best in helping out Earth. If a person is capable and willing to process heavy energy from the planet, please process it through them. Only the right amount that will really be tolerable. If our service is to go to a deeper awakened state and transmit that awakening to the earth, then awaken those of us who it's best to do that. And there may be lots of other stuff too. So allies, we open ourselves, we relax, we leave it to you, beautiful allies, to work with each person in a way that is of mutual benefit, because each of us is here on earth as well. So each of us is going to serve, and each of us is going to be served. Thank you, allies. Please begin. So from here forward, phenomena may be occurring if they're not already. So among the things that might happen, you may feel ecstasy, bliss, euphoria. You may have deep spiritual experiences of various kinds. You may also have challenging experience if you're willing and able to process heavy energy that others can't do for themselves. Then you may feel some of that being put through your body. If so, there's nothing you have to do. Just stay passive and the allies will process all of it. They're going to bring it and process it through you all on your behalf. So you can just sit and be with it. It may be uncomfortable at times, but I can guarantee there will be no overwhelm. No one's going to get too much heavy energy. No one's going to get too deep an awakening that they're not ready for. So you don't have to filter or titrate from your ego. Your ego can fully open 100% to what's happening here. Leave the titrating to the allies. If there's some healing stuff happening, it's fine if your body shakes or vibrates or trembles. It's fine if you cry or make sound or move around to release energy. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do let your body move in whatever way it naturally wants to move to release stuff. to the extent that is supported by the environment you're in. And sometimes both things happen at once. There is some heavy energy being processed, and you're simultaneously in a really blissful state. It can be a total both and. So I'll narrate what I'm experiencing as we move forward. That'll be what most people are experiencing. But if you are having a totally different experience, then go with what your experience is. Please do not use effort to match what I'm describing. Many people get customized experiences on this event. So just let it be what it is. Since this is a service event, if you feel heavy energy coming through, don't worry about, is it mine? Is it someone else's? My operating principle for yours has been, if it's in my field, it's mine to process. Its origin doesn't really concern me. And if you really take the attitude that we're all one anyway, it's all your stuff. So just relax. And finally, even though I'm talking a bunch, you want to really focus into sensation and not thought. There may be thoughts and or images here and there, and that's fine. You just let them be in the background. But the more you can just put your attention on the feeling in your body, the better an experience you're going to have and the better your service is going to be. What's happening is being done by the divine allies. We are the tools they're using. There are certain healing and awakening things that are best done through living human bodies. And we are showing up to serve in that way. And even if there's a patch where it's kind of challenging and the energy is heavy for a while, there's always a proportional reward by the end. To the degree that you've processed heavy stuff, they'll launch you into higher states of bliss by the time we're done. So everybody's going to come out a winner here. So please relax and let the energy do its thing, please. There may be extended silence. Just know that even if I'm not talking, I am energetically present in the field. I'm starting to feel heavy energy flushing out my hands and my feet. That's usually how heavy energy leaves. It goes down into Mother Earth. She's happy to take that and process it for us. Please release your preferences about whether any given moment's experience is challenging or ecstatic. Just be with what's happening the very best you can. If you lose focus, just come back as soon as you realize you've drifted. I'm feeling a little bit of effort in the field. So I'm going to invite you, please drop all effort. Please go into complete passivity, simply allowing the energy to do what it wants to do. I'll remind you, we are in a safe, sacred container. Only beings of love and light are present. And if you're feeling uncomfortable stuff, it's because either your heavy energy is being brought up for healing or you're having the honor of processing heavy energy for others. Given again that this is a service-oriented event. And trust me when I tell you that if it gets heavy for a while, there will be a corresponding rising into higher levels of ecstasy before we're done. Just let it do its thing. My body now feels more like energy than flesh. So that means others are having that experience too. Again, I encourage everyone to go to complete passivity. There is still a bit of effort in the field. Even if you're not accustomed to this approach, I invite you to now release all effort, all trying, any type of control of what's happening here. Please just relax and let the energy move through you according to the divine ally's will. I can guarantee you will have a better, more rewarding experience by doing that than any level of control you're attempting to exercise from your ego right now. Yeah, you can feel the energy shifting. It's opening more. Just relax. Even if there's a party that says, no, I have to control this, I have to make something happen, just talk to that part and say, you know, just for 5 minutes, let's try the passive thing and see what happens. Let's see what the actual experience of it is. Yeah, the field's opening very nicely now. Thank those of you who are relaxing and allowing things to do themselves. These divine allies can do things that our human egos couldn't hope to ever do. They're so much higher, more powerful, more conscious than any human could ever be. So when we call on them to help us and we really make space for them to help us, they can give us things beyond anything we could have imagined. So give yourself a chance to be surprised in a really wonderful way by new energy, new consciousness, new reality, But the only way to get there, the way we work, is absolute passivity. So just let go. Let the allies do it for you. Much better. Thank you all so much for giving this a try. Thank you also for giving us your undivided attention, doing only this as if you were right here in the room with me. If that's not possible, or you just can't let the thing run itself, then it would actually be better to exit the call. Yeah, the energy's feeling so good now. Thank you all so much. Wow, what a difference that makes. We co-create this event. The energy and consciousness held by each person live or on the recording shapes the overall field. There are no spectators here. Everyone is participating. Even if you're on the recording, you are equally powerful from the recording as if you'd been on the live Zoom call. So my experience is I'm feeling quite blissful. I'm very conscious of my energy body. Feels really wonderful. Some of us are moving into a new consciousness we haven't got to before. Just relax into whatever your experience may be. Allow it to be new if that's happening. Sometimes our service is to go to a deeper level of awakening than we've ever been to. And we act as surrogates for the collective, and our awakening radiates out to the planet and helps others achieve or move toward that frequency. So just you having a wonderful spiritual experience is of tremendous service to the planetary consciousness. Likewise, if you're having a lot of heavy energy come through you, you are processing heavy energy for others. Again, only those who are able and willing will have that happen. The allies are very attentive to each person's capacity and will never try to make anything happen that isn't within a person's capabilities. No overwhelm ever happens in our events. It may be intense, it will never be too much. I'm having a lot of heavy energy moving through my body, so I'm guessing that's happening for a lot of other folks as well. Just let it flow through, be passive. You don't have to know anything about what's coming through you. All you have to do is be willing to let your body be used as a conduit for the energy to be cleaned up and taken down to Mother Earth. A human body can be active as an alchemical furnace. Heavy energy comes in, gets transmuted to love and light, and passed on through. I just went to a new and subtler frequency. So if that's your experience as well, just enjoy that. I'm going to maintain energetic connection with this event, and I'm also going to step out of the room briefly. So my body will be absent for a moment, but my energetic connection will remain unchanged. All right, I have physically returned. A lot of heavy energy processing through our collective field. Some of us are blended into a unified consciousness at a higher level of spirit. You'll know if you're there. You're not there, don't worry about it. Just be with whatever is happening for you. And I'm starting to feel more physical presence. So what might be happening here is that many of us have been out of body or having a mostly energetic experience, and now these energies are being brought into our physical bodies. So whatever higher vibrations you were holding are now being integrated into your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Your body probably feels quite different than when we started. I had you check in on your awareness of your physical body and your energy body. Tune into that again and see if it doesn't feel noticeably different. If your physical body doesn't feel more like energy now. It looks like we are moving toward the latter part of our experience here. Allies, thank you so much for helping us bless the earth for its highest good, for its evolution, for the unfolding of the new earth. Allies, let's go a step further. Please take this good medicine and broadcast it now beyond planet Earth to all sentient beings everywhere. Send it to those beings whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. So because the spirit has an infinite supply of this energy, it's now literally going all over the universe to all beings who will be served by this frequency. And because there's an endless infinite supply, neither we nor anyone or anything on earth is being diminished by what we're doing here. In fact, the more we share, the more we get. You may notice that as the energy is being shared, you're maybe feeling it even more strongly yourself. You may have heard of a zero-sum game. This is an infinite-sum game. Limitless energy. And notice how your frequency is shifting and feeling even nicer because of the sharing. Yeah, it's amazing. I feel so subtle and blissful. It's like I'm still aware that I'm in my body, but the body feels like subtle energy. The more awakened you are, the more you'll perceive yourself and everything around you as energy. The more you're awakened, the more the subtle it will all feel. Okay, they're done broadcasting. So feel yourself, feel your body, feel how you feel. What is your consciousness? The allies thank us for our service. We're so pleased to be able to do that, allies. Thank you. Thank you for giving us this opportunity of service. Thank you. Allies, what else would serve highest good before we close the sacred container? I said, we're doing it right now. So just take a moment longer, just remain passive and just feel what's happening. Thank you. All right, I'm going to call the directions and close the container.
In a sec.
Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kuchi. Thank you, allies. Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you who are working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? And the sacred container is closed. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, this is just a taste of the kind of stuff we do. Our events, our energetic events are always powerful, whether it's a healing event or an awakening event. So if you enjoy this, check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. We have a little dollar for 30-day trial if you want to just check it out. And you get full access, and you can see if this kind of thing is your bag. We do usually around a dozen events a month on Zoom. The archive is up to close to 600 events. There's a best of guide to let you pick the ones that'll work best for you. And there's way more beyond that too. So check it out if this feels interesting. We'd love to have you. All right, let's open it up for feedback and questions. So I'm now going to allow unmuting. It is now available. And you're welcome to just unmute your mic and speak. If you're on Zoom, just hit that little slash across the mic and it'll unmute you. If you're on a phone, star 6 will unmute you or mute you back. And you're also welcome to type in the chat. I'd love to get some feedback on what your experience was like or if you have any questions about anything. Stephanie says, wow, the time went fast tonight. Yeah. Thanks for being here again, Stephanie. I really love it when you show up. Bottom says that was very intense. Yep. Wow. I believe it's getting stronger. Stephanie put a lovely heart in the chat. Angela says, I experienced a lot of energy drained down from me. I'd be curious to know, as in like heavy energy leaving that you're glad it's gone. I'd be curious to know more about that energy drain. Nikki says, another healing pulse throughout. Hooray. Thank you all. Karen says, sweet and peaceful. Thank you. And Angela replied to my question, heavy energy gone. So peaceful. Yeah, I'm glad. And again, whether it was yours to start with or you did it for the collective, you know, you get the same benefit either way. And Angela says, thank you. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate you showing up. Autumn says, if something appears to us during this time, do you think it might be a possible guide? That is certainly possible, Rina. Then Rina also wrote, time flew by fast, very soothing, calming. Thank you. It's Rina. Forgive me. I'll try to remember Rina, R-H-I-N-A, pronounced Rina. I like to check out beings if they show up in the inner worlds because you want to make sure it's really a being of light and not a dark being masquerading like that, because dark beings can change their appearance. But I like to check out the vibration. What I do is either I or one of my allies, I'll just blast whatever that being is with the most intense white light I can and watch how it responds to it. And if it flinches or it looks like it's uncomfortable with the white light, then that's probably a dark being I don't want to mess with. But if it says, oh, that feels so good, and it's clearly loving the intense white light, then it is a being of light and trustworthy. Angela says, I feel like I have a pulsating, throbbing, tingling, energetic hat on my head. Cool. Give it to me when you're done. That sounds great. Kidding. Jesse says, super deep and blissful. I drifted off there into other levels. Thank you. Oh, glad to hear that, Jesse. And Autumn says, I was seeing a peacock, but tried not to pay too much attention. Yeah, well, if that's a guide, then it's still going to be around. So you could check it out and do the white light blast to make sure it's really a love and light being. I mean, we set up a container. We do the best we can to keep it high vibration here. So I'd say odds are pretty good it's a high vibe being, but I would never assume. I always check them out. Tina says, thank you. Very deep tonight. Glad to hear that. Thanks, Tina. Alicia says, thank you so much. We are all energy. I was right there with you, and I thank you. Beautiful. Oh, thank you, Alicia. I'm so glad that people are having such positive experiences tonight. The energy is still so subtle and beautiful. And Alicia says, peace on earth. Yep, that's what this event is all about. Moving toward that. There's still a lot of heavy energy to be cleared off the planet. There's been a lot of darkness and bad things done over a long, long time. So part of what we do is help clear some of that away to make more room for the light. We just show up and the allies make the best use of us that can be made. All right, the feedback is slowing down. Anyone else want to say anything or speak? I just double check. Unmuting is allowed, so anyone who's on this live call can talk anytime they want. Alrighty, last call for feedback before we wrap it up. And for members, this will be in their archive tomorrow. And Faye says, thank you. Great session. Glad you enjoyed it, Faye. And Moki says, thank you. Thank you for being here, Moki. All right. We'll go ahead and wrap it up then. Thank each and every one of you for being here, whether you're a member of Awakening Plus or not. If you're not a member, we do 2 events per month that are open. And as long as you get my newsletters, then you'll get notification of those. And that's astroshaman.com if you aren't already a subscriber to the newsletter. And that's it. Thank you all so much. Big, big blessings to everybody. And happy Lionsgate tomorrow on the 8th. All right. Bye-bye.